We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing our series of shiurim on the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Vav gives a different reason why perhaps there's no mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Because he says, as the Gemara Masechet Kedushin that Flamed Amar Aleph teaches us, that already in the time of the Amoraim, they were not really experts and clear in the spelling and all the words of a Sefer Torah. And the halacha is that Sefer Torah that's missing or has an extra letter is pasul. So we really don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah properly, and that's why perhaps we don't have that mitzvah b'zman hazeh. The Shagas Aryeh himself asks a question. He says, in our Gemara, we learn, Amar Rava, Afa Pishi Nichloi Avais Sefer Torah, even if one's forefathers left him a Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichta V'Shmai. As we just said, Lichta V'Shalai. It was just said, already in the time of the Meroim, were they not experts in the Chseiris V'Yseiris? Because the Gemara Masechta Gedushin speaks about the time of Rabbi Yosef, who preceded Rava. So if, asked the Shagas Aryeh, I am correct, and if you're not an expert in Chseiris V'Yseiris, don't write a Sefer Torah, so how did Rava say there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? So the Shagas Aryeh says that Rava wasn't referring to his time. Rava agreed that in his time already, there was no mitzvah, perhaps agreed, that in his time already, there was no mitzvah writing Sefer Torah, because they weren't Bekiyim B'Chaseiris V'Yseiris. But just like we learn Kachim, say the Kachim, even though it's unfortunately not relevant B'Zman HaZeh, but many times we have the concept of Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Here too, Rava held that Rava was teaching us what is the halacha when there was a mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah. However, the Shagas Aryeh says that even if we'll say that because we're not experts in chaseiris v'yaseiris, there's no mitzvah midoraisa to write a sefer Torah b'zman hazeh, but there's certainly a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why? Because since we do read from the Sefer Torah that we have, so it must be there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, otherwise we'll be left without Sefer Torah. Another reason why people are more lenient in the mitzvah Sefer Torah, of Ksiva Sefer Torah, is because, as it seems, is the opinion of the Rambam, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is really fulfilled only if you write the Sefer Torah yourself. And there may be even a halacha, some want to suggest, that if you can't write a Sefer Torah yourself, and you're going to ask a sofer, someone else, to write the Sefer Torah on your behalf, you're really not mekayim the mitzvah. Because you can't appoint a shliach to do for you a mitzvah that you can't do yourself. And therefore they want to suggest there's no mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah to a person who can't write a Sefer Torah himself. The Sefer Panim Yofes and Parshas Vaschanan asks this question. Our Gemara teaches us that you're not yoytze mitzvah Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah sheniach lo yavoysof, but the Sefer Torah that you received from your forefathers, mitzvah, as we keep on repeating, mitzvah lichta mishloi, you have to write your own Sefer Torah. So asked upon him, and the raya is because the Torah says, "Va'atem kisvu, atu kisvu lachem shvira zayif." You have your own mitzvah of kisvu, as the Panim Yafis. So if that's the way we're learning the Pasuk, so the halacha ought to be by mezuzah, where the Torah says v'chasaf them, al mezuzah be'secho v'sherecho, that you have to write your own mezuzahs. So what will be the halacha? That if you have a house, you inherit a house, you bought a house, whatever the situation is, that already has kosher mezuzahs hanging on the door, you don't have to write your own set mezuzahs. But why not? Why is it different than mitzvahs, ksiva sefer Torah? So he wants to say the following. He says, the Gemara says, in Masechet Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Aleph, that the mitzvah mezuzah applies to women as to men. Why? Because the pasuk regarding the mitzvah mezuzah, a pasuk that we say three times a day, says, L'man yirbu yumeichem. It says the Gemara, Gavra b'aychayi, the only men need life, Noshilo b'aychayi. So the halacha is that women are mechuyev mezuzah. But on the same time, says the Panim Yafis, women can't write a Sefer Torah. Why? Because women are possible to write a Sefer Torah. Women are not obligated to write a Sefer Torah. Because there's a halacha. Just like we see by Tefillin, the Gemara says, Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. Only those who are obligated to put on Tefillin can be the ones to write the Tefillin. So here too, by the Sefer Torah, since a woman is not capable of writing the Sefer Torah, she's also not mechuyev to give a Sefer Torah. So we see that the mitzvah's mezuzah is inherently different than the mitzvah of Sefer Torah. And therefore, by mezuzah, the halacha will be that you can be yotze the mitzvah even if you didn't write it yourself, or even if you didn't write a new mezuzah at all. Whereas by Sefer Torah, it has to be kisvu only if you could write it, only if you could write the Sefer Torah all by yourself. And if not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Another interesting shaila that I saw that the Paiskim discuss. The Chashuki Chemed has a long discussion regarding this Shaila. You have an individual. It goes back to something we discussed earlier in our shiurim. There's an individual who Baruch Hashem is a Talmud Chacham. He sits and learns. He gives shiurim. He writes svarim. And he would find it very worthwhile to buy the computer programs that have on them all of the Sfarim, many of the Sfarim. And the question is, could he has a library Sfarim, and he has many Sfarim in his library that he doesn't really use, certainly doesn't use on a regular basis. May he sell those Sfarim to, in order to buy this program? The Paiskim say, the Magen Avraham asks a question. He says, if we look in Yoredeya, Siman Resh Aleihen, Simf Beis, Hidden the mitzvah luchta chum sheikh Torah Mishnah Gemara Purushayim, V'loi Yimkreim. You're not allowed to sell them. Imloy lume toyer velisi isha. Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Yud, says you're even allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. So here it says you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah unless you must. And here it says that you may. So the Cheshukei Chemed wants to suggest there's a difference between a Sefer Torah and Chumash, and printed Sfarim. A Sefer Torah may not be sold. Other Sfarim may be sold. The Chashuki Chemed quotes the opinion of his father-in-law, Rav Yosef Zatzal, He says that one should not do it because a computer program does not have the same level of Kedusha as a Sefer Torah. And since it doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as a Sefer Torah, so it's inappropriate to take a Sefer Torah and bring it down a notch. It could well be that this is connected to the question that we just discussed. What do I mean? We spoke about the Rosh's opinion, who the Rosh said that we mekayim mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah with svarim and chumashim. So if we mekayim the mitzvah with svarim and chumashim, so then the svarim and chumashim we have are the same as the sefer Torah. And just like we shouldn't sell sefer Torah, we shouldn't sell chumashim and other svarim. But if we say that's not the same level, maybe you would be allowed to sell them. An argument can be made, however, could be made perhaps the other way as well. What do I mean to say? That according to the Rosh, as we quoted extensively in our previous shiur, the main point of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is sim v'fiyah, that you should have something to learn. So if the main point is that you should have a safer to learn from, so if you feel you're going to gain more from learning, you're going to gain more from learning from this computer program than from the Sefer Torah, so maybe you should buy a computer program. Because if the Rosh is saying that the whole purpose of the mitzvah is only because of Sima B'Fiyam, so whatever accomplishes more Sima B'Fiyam is what perhaps one should do. Another interesting shaila that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed actually discusses, he doesn't discuss it here in Masechta Sanhedrin, rather he discusses it in Masechta Baba Metzia. The question he discusses there is, where there's a person of limited funds, and the question is, what should he preferably do with the limited funds that he has? Should he use it to buy a Sefer Torah, or should he use it to open a gemach for people who need help for their various needs? So he says, at first glance, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, whereas the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, according to many Rishonim, are only a mitzvah d'rabbanon. The Rambam's opinion is that it's only a d'rabbanon. On the other hand, there are those who are saying that it is a deraisa. So he says like this. Certainly, as we've been discussing, women don't have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And since women don't have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, so if a woman wants to do something in memory of her parents, and the question she's asking is, should she write a Sefer Torah, or should she open a gemach? Certainly, a gemach is more preferable. Moreover, he quotes Rebbe Yoshev that said two more reasons why perhaps a gemach is more worthwhile than writing a Sefer Torah. Number one, as we quoted in our shir, the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh is that the Zman Hazeh will not mekayim the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, because as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, since we're not bekiyim the chaseris v'yaseris. Since we're not expert in the way Sefer Torah, in all the proper spelling in the Sefer Torah. So if we're not mekayim the mitzvah, even men are perhaps not mekayim the mitzvah properly bezman hazeh. So therefore, gemach perhaps should take precedence. Moreover, he says Rabbi Yosher wants to say that you fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah only once. When is that? When you write the Sefer Torah. After you wrote the Sefer Torah, you've ended the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Whereas somebody who owns a gemach, which is constantly doing chesed with your money, the money keeps on being used over and over again. So it's more and more opportunities to do mitzvahs. So perhaps you should choose the mitzvah that's something that you're always fulfilling versus a one-time event. I have a question in understanding what Rabbi Yosher Zatzal says. Because in the first shiur of the series of shiurim, we quoted Taras Chaim, we quoted many other achrayim that say that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not only fulfilled when you give the Sefer Torah, but every moment, the mitzvah is to have Sefer Torah every moment. So if the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah every moment, so it's not a mitzvah that's a one-time event, but rather it's a mitzvah that is constant. So if it's a mitzvah that's constant, then the halacha should, then I don't understand what Rabbi Yosher means to say. I saw a beautiful pshat. Our Gemara, as we keep on quoting, says, Af pi she'nich lo'y aviv sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtoy mishaloy. So Mefarshim say, from here we see that a person has the obligation to be mechadish his own sefer Torah. To be mechadish his own chidusha Torah, to chart out a way, a derech, his own derech Hashem. I saw another pshat. The Chovas Halvavas says that what is the characteristic of a chassid? Tzalosoi b'fonov ve'evloi b'libai. On his face, he's always cheerful. In his heart, he's not that way. So he says, that's pshat, that a melech has to have two Sefer Torah. One Sefer Torah is what the whole world sees. The Sefer Torah that the whole world sees is the Sefer Torah of Tzalosa Vifonov. But then there's another Sefer Torah that is only available in the heart, is only available in the heart of a Jew. But then I saw another beautiful pshat. Again, about the two Sefer Torah that the Gemara says the Melech has. Achas sheyoytzes v'nichnas imoy v'achas sheminachas lo v'beis ganotov. So I saw the Mefarshim suggest what the Gemara means to say is that everything we do every day is recorded in Shemayim, in the Beis Ganotov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Achas yoytze v'nichnas There's a Sefer Torah that travels with us all the time. And that Sefer Torah is the vehicle through which the Sefer Torah that's the Beis Ganozov, the Sefer Torah that's in the Beis Ganozov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Shemayim Imal, records what did we do with the Sefer Torah, Shenichnas V'Yotze Imay.